Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We have two really light and very kind of fascinating red wines to review. One is from the Savoie area of France that's very close to Switzerland, and the other is from Greece. So it's just another week on Word on Wine. So
funky is as funky does.
Exactly so. We said we'd like to explore, and we're exploring. I have to commend you for buying both of these. Good job. Our first one is the 2013 Domaine L'Abbé Pinot Noir Vin de Savoie. Most time, Vin de Savoie is white.
Correct.
You can always recognize Vin de Savoie by the cross of the Savoie Kings, the Savoy Kings. So that's an easy way to look at it. Or you might think you're...
It's on the label.
Correct. Or you might think you're in Austria because it looks sort of like the same. Let's talk about this Pinot Noir. Cherries on the nose, a bit of candy on the nose, pale in color, cherries on the palate, a very, very nice, very light Pinot Noir.
If you find reds in this region and in Alsace, for example, they usually are Pinot Noir. And this one is just only 12.5% alcohol for a red, which is not entirely uncommon, but a little bit. It's that real sort of blood red color. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of maroon in it. So it's not, you know, your bright garnet or deep dark blackcurrant sort of color. So that sets it apart too. I get a little bit of forest floor and then definitely the sour cherries in the nose. It's very delicate. This is a wine that you could serve with fish. I think it would also be nice with mushroom preparations, as, you know, many Pinot Noirs are. It's a far different profile from any New World Pinot Noir. It doesn't have any of that bright candy rubber flavor. And it's different from Burgundy too. It's odd, but I really liked it.
You know what this reminded me of was a lot of the Spätburgunder that I drank in Germany,
which is
Pinot Noir and also from a very cold weather climate.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. This wine is about $15.
And I think worth it, actually.
Yeah.
A really nice take. And have you ever had bad wine from the Savoie?
Not that I can recall.
Yeah, me either. Let's talk about a wine that's called Red on Black, Nemea 2015. The grape is Agiorgitiko. This is a wine from Greece. It's from the Metravalos estate, which has a snail as their emblem. That's what it looks like. It's either a snail or a rabbit. I think it's a snail. I'm going with snail. This also was a very light wine. I thought this was a beautiful pizza wine, grilled meat wine. You know, one of the things we always talk about Montepulciano d'Abruzzo as the great $10 pizza wine because it has a bit of complexity and a bit of depth to it. This is exactly the same thing, and I thought really quite delightful. And you're serving Greek wine. What could be not nice about that?
It's fun to take a chance on Greek reds. I feel perfectly confident in buying Greek whites, but reds I'm not as familiar with. And this was delightful. It's 13.5%, but it still has a lighter profile, a little cranberry in the nose. And so it's got that little bit of tartness that you were referring to, a deep garnet color. I would like it with grilled sausage or burgers on the grill or really anything grilled.
Yeah.
A nice gyros.
And it allows your guests to appreciate wine from people who have been doing it for a few thousand years, so they must know what they're doing. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.